Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Dan McLaughlin, great call there. We've heard it a couple of times now, and we can continue to hear it because we love chatting with Matt Holliday. Great moment for Matt, among others, here in St. Louis with Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter, and let's go to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line now, where we're going to talk to Matt Holliday. And, hey, Matt, Brad's here today, so you get a chance to talk to him this time around.
Oh, hey, Brad. What's going on?
Matt, how are you, man? Where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Yeah, no, I've been on your show. You haven't been there.
Is that right? Well, I'm so glad that our stars could align today, my man. Appreciate you taking the time. Hey, by the way, you hit 316 career home runs in the regular season. Is that the one, though, that you've heard the most, the highlight that you've heard the most, or what is the most memorable one for you?
Yeah, that's probably the one that I've heard the highlight the most. I mean, I hit a couple in the World Series. A couple of World Series homers.
Yeah, you did.
I hit an All-Star homer in Yankee Stadium, which hit a homer in the All-Star game was pretty memorable. But yeah, those are the ones that stick out.
I was watching a highlight a little bit earlier. We were talking about different home runs you hit. I was watching one of you with the Yankees in Boston, and I think it was either to send it to extra innings or what. But that looked like a fun one in that place when you're wearing the pinstripes or, you know, wearing the Yankees uniform. That one had to feel pretty good too.
Yeah, that was a good one. I think it tied the game. So that was a good one, and he hadn't given up much. That season, I don't think he gave up any homers leading up to that or any runs, really, I think, heading into that. So that was a good one. But, you know, thankfully, I've had a few that are memorable. The 300th home run, obviously, was one that was pretty memorable. So that was kind of a big land, you know, mark that I was pretty proud of.
Well, we love hearing the highlights again. And I got another home run highlight that I've heard a lot of here recently in the last, 1 week, is Nolan Arenado's home run on the home opener. I don't know why, Matt, but as the home run was hit, I pictured you at home like a proud father watching that moment. What did you feel like seeing your boy Nolan hit that home run to put the Cardinals up 3-1 and eventually go on and win that game?
Yeah, I mean, I was always super excited that he got a big moment like that so quick. And like he said, you know, he never had a standing ovation. And so for him to get the standing O and to kind of have that moment, I mean, it's not quite the same as having a sellout crowd. Hopefully by the end of the season, maybe the stadiums will be full. And, you know, he'll hit a huge home run in the playoffs and he'll get another standing O or something like that. But to see him get that moment and to just know how much he loves baseball and how excited he is to be a Cardinal and how excited he is to play in front of those fans, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool to see.
Matt, how is it that a guy like Nolan Arenado has never had a curtain call in his career? I mean, I look at the back of his baseball card and it's pretty darn impressive, and yet he tells us here in St. Louis that, oh yeah, that's the first time he's done a curtain call. How the heck does that happen?
Well, I think that's something that it doesn't happen everywhere. I don't think there's a ton of fan bases that do curtain calls quite like St. Louis does. Colorado, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. I guess that it kind of comes down to the fan base. I mean, I think that the, you know, when you talk about, I mean, I have a very strong love for Colorado, and that's a lot where I spent a lot of my career, and appreciate the fans. And there's just something different, I guess, about St. Louis and some of the other fan bases, maybe the history. I'm not sure, but it's definitely a different deal where I don't know. I don't know why it happens that way, but it's definitely something where a lot of guys come into St. Louis and they say, well, you know, that's never happened to me, or this is different than everywhere else I've ever been.
Matt Holliday is joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Matt, sticking with Nolan Arenado for a second, I know you're good friends with him and just admires his game overall. What is it that makes him special as a hitter? I mean, you have a keen eye for this. What makes Nolan so good as a hitter?
Well, I think his ability to use the whole field. He stays on the ball really well. He doesn't strike out a lot. He doesn't. His swing is very short. He doesn't come off the ball. He doesn't work up and around and off the ball. He's inside and on top, which is kind of rare nowadays, where he's really looking to hit a line drive up over the pitcher's head, kind of work in the middle of the field. And, you know, he catches balls out front, hits homers. But I think his approach is different in that he doesn't want to strike out, and he doesn't want to hit it high and left, so to speak. He's looking to drive the ball on a little lower, more lower trajectory, and I think that's what makes him such a tough out. He stays on sliders, on right-handers, and drives them into right center really well. So he's a complete hitter in that he's willing to take his single to right just as much as he is try to go for the downs every time. So I think he's very dangerous in that you can't really pitch him a certain way because he'll adjust to it, and he has the swing type that he can adjust to guys that pitch him in patterns, which you know, if a guy in the big league thinks he can get you out a certain way, they'll just go to it and go to it and go to it until you prove them they can. It doesn't take him long to adjust.
Matt, when you talk about Nolan staying inside the baseball and staying on top of it, and when I watch him swing and I see the head down, like down on contact, he's watching the entire way, sees ball hit bad, and then the high finish. Dude, I see your swing, honestly. Like, how close is your swing and Nolan's swing?
Well, I mean, I think that was something I took a lot of pride in, was staying down through the ball and making sure that I was covering pitches that were going away from me. And I think that was something that when I was in the minor leagues, the reason that I ended up ultimately getting to the major leagues is that I was able to start to understand how to do that and to keep your front side in, to really stay inside the ball. And that was something that took me a while to kind of really capture in the minor leagues. And then once I got it, I seemed to be able to hit, and everywhere I went, I was getting hits, and it was a swing that created a bat angle that gets hit, and that was more fun to me, you know, than trying to hit it high and far. You know, I wanted to hit the ball on a line and get base hits, and so I think our swings are pretty similar in that pretty short. You know, he has a slightly different. You know, I had the big leg kick, and he's more of a kind of a keeps his feet moving and kind of a traditional stride. But as far as you're just talking about, you know, staying down and through the ball and finishing high and finishing one-handed and staying on a slider and lining it to right center, I definitely see a lot of similarities.
All right, Matt, I want to go from the plate to the outfield now. And a young man by the name of Lane Thomas, he had a tough one yesterday. He had a tough one. And expectations for this young man have been pretty high, and he's had some bad luck with COVID last year and the year before that. He had broken hand, and, you know, John Mozeliak talked about how they had high expectations for the young man. Comes out yesterday, gets a start in center field, and look, it happens to everybody. He didn't have himself a great outing, but of course the pressure's on right now. You have to imagine that every time you're out there, it's an audition. How would you talk to Lane Thomas today leading into the next game, and what would you say to him about, you know, his experiences in the outfield from last night?
You know, I would just say to try to kind of block out all the outside noise, you know, just kind of remember that, like you said, tomorrow, the great thing about baseball is that there's a game tomorrow, and there's a game the day after that, and there's a game the day after that. So really, you have to turn the page fast, but you can, because there's another opportunity. He goes out tomorrow, gets another opportunity, and hits two doubles and makes two diving catches, everyone will forget about what happened yesterday. So there's opportunities in front of you to kind of make good on some of the struggles. I mean, sometimes as a young player, you drag yesterday's struggles into today, and I think that that's what young guys got to learn, that you can't bring yesterday into today, and you wake up today on an off day and kind of clear the slate and get ready for tomorrow and hope that the manager puts your name in the lineup so that you can go out there and prove to your teammates and prove to the fan base that the kind of player that you are. And obviously he has ability or he wouldn't be there. And he's proved himself in the minor leagues, and he's had some really good games in the major leagues, and he's got the support of his fans and the support of his teammates. So you just go out there and try to, like I said, just try to clear the slate, take a positive mind frame, go in and do your work, kind of get back to the fundamentals and go back to ground zero and just come out and remember that it's a game. You know, I think sometimes as players, as athletes, we can kind of lose our focus on just, hey, keep it simple. I'm a kid playing a game. You know, this is a great opportunity to go out and have a little fun and enjoy the boys and be a team player. If you got a guy on second, try to find a way to help the team win. So I think that sometimes if you just condense it down to, hey, I want to do one thing a day to help the team win, and it can kind of help you kind of stop with the high expectations and trying to hit a homer every time or trying to make the perfect catch or the perfect play every time, and find a way to help the team one little way I can.
So going from a young player that is trying to figure out a way to help a team win, and look, every failure is a moment of a teaching moment the next day, and I'm sure that he learned a lot in that ball game, to a veteran player that we already know will do anything to try to help his team win. We even saw him drop down a bunt for his first knock, then followed up with the home run the following day. Matt Carpenter, when you watch Matt, and you know Matt very well, you know his swing, I know you guys are buddies. What are you seeing from Matt Carpenter early on? He's getting a lot more opportunities than I think than people expected, but he seems to be hitting the ball hard. What are you seeing in Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think he looks pretty good. I mean, I think that ball, you know, high and in fastball for him to get to that and clear it and keep it fair, I thought was a good swing. I think any opportunity they give him to take the bunt, he's got to take it. I think that, you know, when he was at his best, when I thought he was the most effective, and you know, it was when he was really hitting the ball to all fields, and if they pitched him away to make sure he stayed on it and lined that single to left or lined that double into left center and you know, kind of keeping his front side in and staying on the ball out of the plate and not giving in to hit the full side grounder. And I think that's something for me, like when I talk to my boys, they're both left-hand hitters, you know, I talk to them about the easiest way for them to get you out is a full side grounder. I mean, there's nowadays there's three guys waiting for it, and there's not many holes, and you can't run fast enough to beat it out. So, you know, for me, if you can get away from the pull side grounder, I think his average and his hits and his strikeouts will go down. I think his hits will be up, and I think that's something that you know, as a hitting coach, that I tell my guys is there's no money in pull side ground balls. So, I think that's something that seems to be, it looks better to me. And in talking to some of the people around the team, they feel like his swing and his confidence is better than it's been in the last couple of years. And so I'm optimistic that he can continue to be a threat. And, you know, if you can get Edmund in the outfield and give him, you know, kind of get Carp in the mix as far as at bats, especially against tough righties, I feel like that should improve the offense. So I'm interested to see how that plays out, but I definitely feel better about what I see than I have maybe in the last year or so.
Hey, Matt, speaking as a hitting coach and somebody that is, I'm sure, throughout your career, I mean, you played a long time. This situation has bound to come up for you. So last night, the Indians were no-hit by Carlos Rodon of the White Sox. And we always think about the pitching aspect of it, and we're focused on the pitch. What is it like to be an offense that is being no-hit? Is there any strategy that goes to it? Because we were kind of talking about it in the office of, hey, you know, do you have a problem with a guy leaning in? Do you have a problem with a guy laying down a bunt? Things like that. What's it like to be the offense that is being no-hit, and what goes into that?
You know, I think it all comes down to the score. You know, I think if it's a close game, if you're talking a one- or two-run game, I don't have a problem with a bunt from a guy that's a bunter. You know, I think that's part of the game. I think that's part of the gamesmanship. You're trying to win the game. You're not trying to get not no-hit it. You know, I think it's one of those things where if that's part of your game, then I don't have a problem with it. And I think, you know, if, like I said, if it's a close game, Now, if you're down 5 or 6 in the 8th or 9th inning and you got the 3-hole trying to bunt, I mean, I think that's Bush, you know. But, as an offense, it's you just hope somebody gets a hit. When you start getting into the 6th and 7th, you're going, hey, somebody, one of us, you know, we gotta get a hit. Like, this is embarrassing. Like, you don't want to get no hit. I think we got no hit by Santana in New York. I don't remember what year it was. I think Carlos Beltran hit a line drive that actually hit the chalk in left field. And had we had a replay at the time, I think it would have been overturned. But it is embarrassing to be a part of a team that got no hit. But like I said, there's a game the next day, so you turn the page quick and move on. Let that guy enjoy his moment. And as an offense, you just move on and move on to the next day. But you start feeling that pressure in the 7th inning or so about, hey, guys, you know, we got no hits. Like, we probably should get one soon. Sometimes it adds a little extra pressure. You know, everybody's pressing a little bit to try to get that hit. But I don't have any problem with a guy bunting if it's a close game, or leaning in if it's a close game. Like I said, I mean, obviously last night the hit by pitch, I mean, there's really nothing the batter could have done.
Finally, Matt, you know how difficult it is to answer the bell day in and day out. You had 15 years in the big leagues. Yesterday was a pretty special moment for Yadier Molina. He caught his 2,000th game. It was Adam Wainwright on the bump. The ovation was great, kind of like the Arenado one. You wish you had 45,000 people there, but you just couldn't do it yet. But that was a special moment for everybody involved, and I know that it was probably a special moment for you playing alongside Yadi and knowing what he puts into it day in and day out.
You know, it's just so impressive. I mean, when you talk about 2,000 games catching, I mean, there's only been, what, 5 people to do it? And just kind of watching Yadi and the way, like you talk about answering the bell. I mean, that dude, you know, most catchers are okay with taking that third game off, that day game after the 2 night games, and kind of chilling on the bench and having a sandwich and just kind of laying low and cheering on the boys. But not Yadi. You have to pull Yadi out of the lineup. You know, I think that he brings so much to the table, and just watching, it's just amazing his durability and the way that he's been able to catch so many games just really a symbol of Cardinal baseball and just kind of the work ethic and the so-called Cardinal way and just toughness and like you said, all the foul tips and all the things that catchers go through. For him to, it was just really cool. I mean, I tried to FaceTime Chris Conroy and in the middle of the game, hoping that after the first inning he would answer and I could tell him congrats on FaceTime, but all these new cheating rules, and he didn't answer my call, and so I had to wait and text him later. But I would have loved to have been there and congratulate him and hug him and enjoyed all my games of playing with Yadi catching. It's fun to watch as a fan, as a teammate. You just can't say enough good things about Yadi and his family and just all that he's done for St. Louis.
He's a future Hall of Famer, Cardinal Hall of Famer, Matt Holliday. Matt, we appreciate the time. I'm so glad that our stars aligned and we could be on the same show at the same time today, my man.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. It really
unreal.
Is. You know, the odds are against us. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true. We'll try this again soon. Hey, I appreciate your time as always, and it's great catching up with you.
All right, guys. Good talking to you guys.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.